Most of us have some kind of holiday tradition, whether it involves gifts, food, traveling, or even entertainment. For WBUR editor Sarah Shukla, one holiday tradition involves the Muppets, specifically their film adaptation of Charles Dickens's A Christmas Carol. She explains why.
I think the first thing to know about the Muppet Christmas Carol is how perfectly it was cast. I give it a 10 out of 10, no notes. Kermit the Frog, ever the voice of reason and patience, is a natural Bob Cratchit. Michael Caine, yes, the Michael Caine, as Scrooge, lends the story gravitas. And Gonzo's narration as Charles Dickens delivers. From he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge, to Tiny Tim, who did not die, that's all Dickens, straight from the original text.
There goes Mr. Humbug, there goes Mr. Grimm. If they gave a prize for being me, the winner would be him.
Brian Henson made the film when he was just 28. His dad, Jim Henson, who created the Muppets, had died 2 years earlier. It was Brian's first time directing, and in his own words, he was terrified. But he decided to do things a little differently than the usual Muppets approach, by leaning into the darker elements of Dickens' text. Then he asked Paul Williams, who'd lost a decade to alcoholism and addiction, to return to the Muppet family to write some of the film's most beloved songs about love and redemption. The result is an enduring interplay of light and dark. You see it in Michael Caine playing Scrooge as if he's in a Shakespeare production.
I know how to treat the poor. My taxes go to pay for the prisons and the poorhouses. The homeless must go there.
But some would rather die.
If they'd rather die, then they'd better do it. Decrease the surplus population.
Oh dear, oh dear.
And in Kermit, reminding the Cratchit family, and us, of one of life's inevitable truths.
It's all right, children. Life is made up of meetings and partings. That is the way of it. I am sure we shall never forget Tiny Tim or this first parting that there was among us.
I loved this version of A Christmas Carol when I was a kid, precisely because it scared me, just a little. When the door knocker morphs into Marley's face and he moans, shivers.
Jacob Marley.
My 6-year-old always snuggles in closer at that part. Then we laugh as Marley and Marley appear and sing their foreboding duet.
True, there was something about mankind we loved.
I think it was their money.
After spending many a Christmas Eve with Kermit and Gonzo, I've been thinking a lot about how life can change overnight. In some ways, the world my kids are growing up in seems as unimaginable as being visited by three spirits. I don't always know how to explain it all to them. If I'm being honest, it feels like I'm still finding my own way around in the dark a little bit. But I think what the Muppets are saying is, that's okay too.
Are you the spirit whose coming was foretold to me?
I am.
But you're just a child.
I can remember nearly 1900 years. I'm the ghost of Christmas past.
What business has brought you here?
In the film's final song, Thankful Heart, the lyrics talk about how life is precious. The Muppets don't shy away from the dark places life inevitably takes us. And so the ending of the film is resoundingly joyous. Maybe that's how we should all try to walk into the new year, with a thankful heart.
With a thankful heart, with an endless joy, with a growing family, every girl and boy will be nephew and niece to me.
Nephew and niece to me.
Will bring love, hope, and peace to me.
Love, hope, and peace to me.
Yes, and every night will end, and every day will start, with a grateful prayer and a thankful heart. An open smile and with open doors, I will bid you welcome. What is mine is yours. With a glass raised to toast your health.
With a glass raised to toast your health.
And a promise to share the wealth.
Promise to share the wealth.
I will sail a friendly course, file a friendly chart on a sea of love and a thankful heart. Life is like a journey. Who knows when it ends? Yes, and if you need to know the measure of a man, you simply count his friends. Stop and look around you. that you see is born again each day. Don't let it slip away. How precious life can be. With a thankful heart that is wide awake, I do make this promise every breath I take will be used now to sing your praise.
Used now to sing your praise.
And to beg you to share my day. A loving guarantee that even if we part, I'll hold you close in a thankful heart. I will hold you close in a thankful heart.